Blog Talk Radio.
The motherfucking saga continues.
Oh, hell no, we been looking at the real gangster shit. Cause when it comes to the real niggas, it makes the shit that much harder to deal with.
Yo, 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 what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cup. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond.
Bleh. Yeah, this is Cassidy the Hustler, and right now you listening to the Guillotine. Show them the respect they deserve, man. Off the Cut Radio, man. Y'all already know how they doing it, man. I need y'all to stay tuned. They've been doing it for years, to show them the respect they deserve, and you heard it out of bars, mo. Easy.
Yeah. Just keep it moving like this. Yo, this your boy Rampage. You're not rocking with the best. With Off the Cuff Radio. Classic. History. Fix your face to all you haters. We off the cuff, baby.
Man, don't change that dial. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And you tuned in live to Off the Cuff Radio. Better not touch that dial. Wiggly.
Bernie Dollars, the Queen of Trap, representing Crenshaw, and you are now tuned in with Off the Cuff Radio. What's up?
What's up, y'all? This is Miss Irresistible, giving a shout out to the live show on Friday night, Off the Cuff Radio, and I'm live on the 704. Make sure y'all tune in for the blazing hot music.
What it is, what it ain't, what it do. Chilly Chill from that original Lynch Mob. And Off the Cuff Radio is always where it's at on Friday nights. West West, y'all.
Hey, this that Eastside Johnny Big Redemption life. Know what I'm talking about? Hold up.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
What we do, we win, 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 win. What it do? Off the Cuff Radio celebration going down. 7th year anniversary. I got my host T-Max with the facts in the building. We in here, damn it.
What it, man, what it do? What it do? A Super Sunday, OTCF in the building. This is a celebration, bitches, like Rick James said. 7 years, undefeated hot streak with the Heat. Still bringing it. Still doing it, going to continue to do it, you know, started, you know, from, it's a lot from how I started and how it's going, you know, and we still doing it, and man, I mean, this is just overwhelming, man, I mean,
first and foremost, man, we just want to call y'all. Song a little short, right quick, we got a 510 yeah. caller, who we got on the line to congratulate us, man?
San Francisco.
Hey, it's your motherfucking boy, Mr. Loco, a.k.a. Loke the Smoke, giving a big shout-out to Off the Cuff Radio. 7 motherfucking years, that is what it is, y'all. What's good?
Yes. What's going on, man? Thank you.
Man, I'm all right, man. I'm out here in these streets, man, trying to wait on some fucking food to bring home for the family. I order, you know, in this curbside pickup at Mickey D's. I've been here for like 10 minutes and these motherfuckers still ain't show up, man. I'm going to have to go Mac 10 style up in that motherfucker and tell him, you know, put the money in the bag and shit, and I want a motherfucking double cheeseburger with fries. You feel me?
Well, I'm dumping. Oh, that's on my mama.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah. So how y'all doing over there,
y'all? Been a part of this journey for a minute, though, man. I mean,
yeah,
radio artist down here, building that brand.
That's right. That's That's right.
We're good.
Hey, by the way, since I'm on the air right now, I got to ask y'all, man, what y'all think about this weirdo Nas X and shit?
I mean, King, you want to go first or I go first?
Man, that dude is a parasite, man. I got to keep it funky and say it. But see, the problem is...
That's right. That's why I love off the cuff radio.
These guys love that attention. They love that attention now. And it's like you can't really destroy a person that love attention.
Nah.
And,
you can't just run about like King, we used to.
Yeah, and I mean, like King said, you know, on off-the-cuff radio, we've been doing this 7 years. We got love for everybody, no matter your gender, no matter what your sexual identity, whatever you do. But we do have an issue with people, you know, in terms of, the fact is that, and I've said this on the air and I will say it again, Lil Nas X is not the first gay celebrity. He is not the first gay rapper. He's not the first gay black person. You know, he's more of an entertainer than an actual artist. And the reality is all he's doing is really just stuff that's just, I'm going to just keep it real. It's a lot of sideshow entertainment, but the music is not anything this special. You know, and there have been plenty of gay artists who have put out great music, you know.
Elton John.
Yeah, George Michael, Queen, you know, Freddie Mercury.
George Michael,
you
Queen.
Know,
I'm not knocking the dude for what he do. The dude is a parasite. And you know what, my feeling is they needed to get these motherfuckers their own genre. That's what they need to do. Give them their own genre. Because back in the day, this shit wouldn't be flying.
Section.
Yeah, and the gangsta rap section. Yeah, that's right. But yeah, this is back in the day, man. Motherfuckers would get the ass whooped for some shit that goes on these days, man. Like, keep it all the way G.
Kidding.
That shit would not fly. A lot of the shit. A lot of the, you know, attention shit. Yeah, that shit wouldn't fly. But maybe I'm just too old school. You know, I'm stuck in my ways, man. I'm stuck in the old school. I can't get out of that.
No, Logan King, y'all not stuck in the old school. What it is that we, no matter the genre of music somebody does, you know, theatrics don't take the place of real talent. You know, from when he did Old Town Road, it was a novelty song that hit. But then you figure he was cold for a couple of years until he dropped the Montero video, you know, with a lot of over-the-top stuff. And my thing is, dude, okay, we get it. You're gay. It's like, you know, when you talk about how, you know, because he made a statement about how he wanted everybody, like, for everybody that hates me, good, you know, because y'all can use that hate about how y'all make gay people feel bad about themselves. I'm like, dude, nobody really cares. I'm like, this is the 2010s, you know, and it's been out there for a while, you know. You know, nobody really cares about, I'm like, if anything, it seems like, you know, I would tell him, like, if anything, it's like you have a thing about you want everybody to know it. I'm like, really, everybody's going to go about their business and live their life, you included. You know, nobody really cares what you do in your personal life, but you're just bent on everybody seeing it. You know, and my thing is, whatever you do in your private life, that's for you. We knew George Michael. You know, we knew Elton John. Well, George Michael came out later, but with Elton John coming out in the 70s, and it was like, we knew it. They said it. But you know what? They never were people that were like, just going to be like, look at me, because of that. And they constantly made great music. Freddie Mercury, you know, rest in peace. You know, I mean, these were consummate, talented, and legendary musicians. Even with Steve Lacy, who I bigged up on the show, they interviewed Steve Lacy, and he even said that he would be open to dating guys. But I tell anybody, you know, if you have not heard Steve Lacy's music, you need to take a listen. That dude is talented.
Yeah.
He is talented.
Yeah.
You know.
Not good at.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's the, you know, when you're, it's, and the thing is, the music game is big enough for everybody in terms of their orientation or their sexual identity. But my thing is, and I think we all are of like mind, just make sure your music is good. That's all. Don't be a sideshow.
Yeah, that's the main thing. The music needs to be good. That's right. And I need to be happy.
You know? So, you know, but yeah, man, but ultimately, you know, hey, he's got to live his life, and my thing is, hey, you know, you do what you do, and guess what?
Real,
we're going to do what we do. And
I'm with you all on that.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know, but we don't endorse any type of, you know, gender hate, none of that on this show. We love everybody, you know, no matter what. But our thing is, first and foremost, as journalists and children of the culture, we're going to hold anybody, no matter who it is, to a standard of talent, you know, just like with 6ix9ine. 6ix9ine came in the game with a whole bunch of crazy-ass theatrics, you know, trying to be a tough guy. And then we all know how that went when they put the squeeze on him. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So,
his situation, that's a whole other thing. Like, yeah, like his situation that he was in, that shit was just, you know, unheard of. Man, back in the day, that stuff he did really wouldn't fly.
Nah, and we don't endorse murder. We don't endorse harm to anybody. But realistically, exactly, you know, but we know how in the streets it get down. And people, you know, for what he did back then, he would have got hurt. Somebody might have handled that, you know. It's a different time now because of social media and how things are out there. But, you know, and even now, because of social media, it's become somewhat of a branding in terms of it, because from when we all saw this for what he was doing back then, it's like we all knew this wasn't going to end well, no matter what. And what happens? Treyway gets indicted. You know, Harv, Nuke, Shotty, all of them get hit.
Yeah.
All of them go to prison. 6ix9ine initially, he gets pressed, and they're talking, and that dude was looking at 45 years. And he folded like a cheap suit once he realized, like, I got myself in some shit. You know?
Yeah, not
but,
for real.
Well, like,
and you know what? That right there goes like this. This is what how I feel about this type of situation. So back in the day, a lot of us that came up rapping, we did this shit to get away from the street. But a lot of these youngsters, they want to be in the street. They don't want to partake in the street's rules no more. You feel me? They don't want to play by the street's rules no more. So it's like they got to choose. They either need to be in the music or they need to be in the streets. But they got to make that choice because both of them don't mix.
You know, Loki, you're absolutely right. Yeah. And we've seen it on all sides, you know. You've seen it. I've seen it. King has seen it. You know, a lot of people we've talked to on this show over the years, the hundreds of guests we have had, we love y'all. We thank y'all coming on. We've talked to some real G's. We know real G's.
Yeah.
And they've told us stories on air and off the air about what goes on out there. And one thing about it is that, once again, we got to reiterate, the streets are a very feral jungle that cannot be tamed. The level of spontaneity, unpredictability, and savageness is serious. And when you start putting yourself in situations you don't understand with people, because this is what people have to understand about the streets. You have people out there that have been out there their whole life. So when you get into a street lifestyle, especially with straight, crazy, you know, serious killer motherfuckers, you got people that these people wonder how at times, you know, niggas can go in and out of prison or whatever. I'm like, that's because if they've lived the street life and they're just hardened to it, prison doesn't scare them. They know how to survive.
And that's all they know. Some people get really into this one dude I met in juvie back in the day when I was in juvie and shit. This one dude, he was in there for robbery. He got out. Mm-hmm. He ended up becoming one of my neighbors in my apartment building. And then they called him Psycho Rob. And he was a cool dude, really cool to me, you know what I'm saying? But he was one of those dudes who would be going to collect money for organizations, you know what I'm saying? If people didn't pay up, he was the one to go handle that shit. And he ended up going back to prison again and then got out, went back. And the motherfucker ended up signing up with some shit this happened a few years back. I made a song about him because he passed away.
but he ended up signing up with a fucking what the fuck is it called? Like mercenary type of shit. So he went out and he got killed in that. Yeah. But he did that because
like
he really, like,
street
his
mercenary,
mind, like,
street,
he, they called
mercenary,
not
or,
a street mercenary. No, he actually became a legit one. He went over to Ukraine.
Okay, contractor.
Yeah, contractor. That's what it is, yeah. And he went over there,
right,
and he got killed over there. But I told him when he did that, I said, man, that's good you did that. You know, join that shit because now you can do the crazy shit legally. But not like his mind, like he could never live a normal life. You know what I'm saying? His whole life was juvenile hall, prison, streets. You know what I'm saying? Like he was really good to the people that he loved, but the people that crossed him, there's a reason they called him Psycho Rob. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, rest in peace to my homie, man. Yeah, man. But that's the type of individuals are out there. Like, you know, they you know, that's all they know, that life, that type of life. Now, some of us, we like me personally, I was a hustler. I got out that life when I was 25 years old, and I never looked back. And I'm glad I was able to change my life. And to this day, I still hear about friends from that former life that are dying or getting locked up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and one thing people have to understand is when you look at guys like Jeezy, Master P, E-40, Scarface, you know, a lot of these guys, you know, Nipsey, rest in peace. You know, Eazy-E, rest in peace. You know, of course, Mozzie. Shout out to the, you know, Sacramento. Of course, shout out to the 408 with Drew Deasy and all of them. You know, these are individuals who had a real street reputation. You know, these are guys who, you know, they understood what it was and they've legitimized their hustle doing what they did in terms of music. But there's also a reason, conversely speaking, why at certain levels you don't mess with those guys, you know.
Hey, hold on. We got another call on the line, dog. We got another call on the line for the 215.
Okay, 215. That's silly. That's silly.
Peace. Peace. This is Google Buzz, man, from Thinkable Planets.
What up, man? What's going on with you, man?
What up? You know, I couldn't miss the celebration, you know what I'm saying, man? I'm out in Seattle with Diggable Planets. We about to do a show in a little while, but I wanted to call in and give some celebrate, you know what I'm saying, celebrate the brothers and sisters who hold down Off the Cuff Radio and hold down the independent hip-hop scene. Y'all been showing mad love to my stuff and to Diggable Planets and a whole host of others, you know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to shout y'all out and say what's up.
Man, good looking out, bro.
A living legend shouting us out, man. It don't get no better than that, man. I mean, thank you.
Man, we kissed the
no
we
doubt.
Kissed the ring on the air, man. Straight up.
Nah. man, it's the fellowship
I'm
of
not,
rings
I'm
around
not,
here. We all
I'm
got
not a, and I ain't that type of guy, but shoot, when these legends call up, like, well, we got to put respect on y'all.
Yeah.
That's
so
right.
How's everything going over there? What's going on? What y'all doing, man? How y'all going to celebrate tonight, man?
We good, man. You know, just having a discussion, you know, just building with Tristan, you know,
yeah,
over soap, smoke, man. Yeah, we just talking.
We all chopping it up.
That's
talking
what's
about
up,
the legacy, talking about this up and coming versus with the Locks and Dipset. There's just a lot going on. We pump it up. We doing a lot of just shooting the breeze.
Yeah. That's what's up. It's going to be dope.
The Locks
versus Dipset. That's going to be dope.
We got our money on the Locks, hands down.
Yeah, yeah. I'm rolling with the Locks, too. I mess with the Dipset, though, but I'm rolling with the Locks, man. They always show me love personally, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I remember one time I was in D.C. I was going to Howard University, and they were down there doing a tour with Puffy and all them. And they were at the Capitol Center, this stadium down there called the Capitol Center. And I went to the backstage area, and the security was giving me mad crazy guff. You know, they wasn't letting me in. They was fronting on me. And Styles and them came past and saw me and was like, oh, yo, what's up, bro? Yo, that's you don't know who this is, blah, 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 blah. And they ushered me in. I was like, yo, that's what's up. Yo, I'm saying, they always been mad love, man, ever since then. You know what I'm saying? So I got to go with the Locks, too. Plus, they got dope music.
Yeah,
Yeah. Doodlebo, we wanted to ask you this from the legend, from being a distinguished veteran
in the industry.
Yo, yo.
Hey, T-Mac. Hold on. Before we go in, man, we got another caller on the line, baby. We got a 910 okay. caller.
North Carolina, 910.
910.
Yeah, hello? I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, my name is Tierra. I'm good friends with Rick. I'm from Fayetteville, North Carolina. I was titled Miss Fayetteville last year. Still technically have the title. Love Rick's support all the time and what he be doing. So what
yes.
You know. I'm currently pregnant with twins, so I be breathing hard, y'all. I be breathing hard.
Hey, look, we got.
Oh, well, we gonna pour champagne on your car like Cam and paid in full when you have the kids.
Oh Lord, what's going on, Rick?
I mean, King, we got a beauty queen up in here, man. She's showing love,
it's
man.
Right there.
Yeah.
What radio show can do that? And we got a legend on the line. Come on now.
Yeah. That's what's up.
That's what we doing. We
it's
just sitting there building, celebrating.
I see. You know, I'm having my babies this week. I'm having them on Friday.
Okay.
Oh man.
Mm-hmm.
So you about to be a mama. How's it feel, mama?
Round of applause. No, we had a bunch of respect on it.
Four girls already, so I'm about girls.
That's what's up. Congratulations.
Yeah, man. Yes, it's always one of the greatest gifts to be again. Yes. You're gonna deliver in such dope fashion. The child shall be born to a beautiful mother, and it shall all be marvelous. You are queen. You are royalty. You are regal. You are everything that encompasses excellence.
Amen. I receive it.
Miss Fayetteville just getting started. Oh, we got a 213 caller, too. We got more West Coast love.
Cali, what it do? L.A.?
It do what it do. Can y'all hear me?
I appreciate the love, y'all.
Yes, thank
yes.
you. We appreciate you.
213, yeah, you want.
213.
What it do, what it does, what it is, what it was. What's up, y'all? The cast, man. What's happening?
Uncle Taz, what do you do, man?
Uncle Taz, where that come from?
Yeah, Taz,
from the lake.
You like,
hey,
nah,
y'all
he ain't got to roll with us. We got Doodlebug on the line.
That's Doodlebug on the line. What's up, bro?
Yeah.
What up, baby?
I just tuned in. I just got on about 3 minutes ago. Y'all, you know, somebody's having a baby, so I was listening. I started thinking about my babies and shit, man. Like, I got three of them, so congratulations.
Word up. For real. Man, legends all over the place, man. Look, the tough-ass son of Harold has come up in the building, man. I mean, this is special. This is special, yeah.
Tough ass. I ain't heard that one in a minute. That's what's so tough. So what we celebrating? I know it's an anniversary, but what's this make? 10, 7, 8?
Yeah, it's 7th anniversary.
We was going to do episode 400, but we was like, I had so much going on last month. We had crazy booking, so I'm like, okay, we're going to go ahead and do a different route here. We're going to celebrate 7 years of doing this shit. And I appreciate y'all taking the time to call in, show love, and man,
it
was just a great journey.
Yeah, that's a legend. I can't lie. I'm going to just tell it, not a story, but like me and him,
we're
cool on IG and shit like that. But, I mean, I knew Diggable Planet is one of my favorite groups and shit. I knew that off top of, you know, the songs I knew and everything. But I did some digging and I started listening. And, I mean, it was like that shit just came out. You know what I'm saying? I'm a super fan, man. That's a I gotta get fans.
Yo, that's what's up.
Respect, man. Like,
hey, Taz,
beats on it. I'm gonna redo
one
of your songs.
You already know I'm a fan of the lick, man.
You already know I love the licks like nobody's business, man.
I'm going to pick one of y'all beats, and I'm going to do something on it, man. Like, three girls, but a hell of a freestyle. That shit is hard, man.
That's what's up.
I love
you
that.
Do that.
I love y'all, was on, love y'all was on David Letterman or something. Y'all was on something big, like Tonight Show. Saturday Night Live.
What's up,
man?
Word up. I got to catch up with you next time I'm in L.A., fam.
Yeah, well, shit. We got a show Friday. You ain't going to be out there Friday? We got a show somewhere out there, my man. I'll be out there Thursday.
I might try to come down.
Two.
I'm in Seattle right now. I got a show tonight with Diggable, but I'm going to try to get down there, man. That'd be dope.
Okay, well, make sure you take a little cell phone footage and shoot it to me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to be in Seattle, but
I got you. No doubt. That's what's up, man. It's good to hear from you, fam.
What you been up to, King, man?
Yeah,
he took me out to eat when I was out there one time. What we gonna eat at? You told me so well.
Man, we've been pretty much low key, man. They've been trying to pretty much shut things down back over here. So we just been maneuvering in a different fashion. So I just sit back in the cut for a minute because they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. Because one minute they want to just give up masks. I ain't want to put them back on. Now you want to shut things down. So we just confused. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's like that out here, too. I went to the grocery store this morning. Everybody had their masks back on. I'm like, damn.
I know. I think they're doing that for L.A. All indoor shit. You got to put the mask on or some shit.
Yeah,
they must have did it out here too, and I didn't get the memo or something because I walked in and everybody had shit on. I was like, whoa. But I know the syndicator. I know I'm cussing. You can cuss on here, right?
That's why I'm celebrating.
Okay. We ain't got to play by rules like that. What was your favorite interview over the seven years?
I gotta get back to sound check. But yo, it was good to talk to y'all, bro.
I got the number in my DM. I'm gonna hit you, bro.
Yeah, do that for real, man. Alright, King. All off the cuff, man. Enough respect. 7 year celebration, man. Peace.
Much love, man. Thank you.
No doubt, fam.
And I'm at the studio. I'm standing in the booth right now. I gotta go too, but I got a couple more minutes.
Yeah, we got a 253 call on there. We'll see what we got on the line for 253.
253.
What up, nephew?
What it do?
It's Mr. Cocaine.
Hey. Cocaine.
What's up,
legendary
my nephew?
Cocaine in the building.
Man, the OG from Pomona putting it down, man. Uncle Cole, thank you for stopping in. What's going on with you, man?
Oh, man, just wanted to stop by here and show some love since y'all have shown everybody love, basically. And, you know, that's classy. So I definitely had to, you know, show my love, man.
Man, you know? It is to see so many of the legends, you know, yourself, Tash, Doodlebug, you know, Loke the Smoke. I mean, you know, it shows we're doing something right, you know.
Man, that's a beautiful thing. Shout out to all the comrades you named on the line.
It's a beautiful time
in our lives right now. You know, of course, we want to give love to the fallen soldiers, man, that, you know, from Biz Markie to Prince Markie B. And there's just a lot of brothers that, you know, it's beautiful. We can organize this stuff to give each other our roses and celebrate each other and act like we have some sense.
Yeah, we can't forget Badass and Louis Rankin either. You know, Ox. You know, I mean, you know, that,
absolutely. I mean, man, Ace, if the list goes on, Eazy, you know,
yeah,
Jay Dilla, Mac Dre, Nipsey Hussle, you know. But you know, I just think the universe that you know, people are really getting back into the authenticity of good music and bars and basically getting back into the culture and it's a blessing for us to be pillars of that culture and have cats like y'all programmed to be able to just simply get it real. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people have been force-fed gossip, but,
right.
you know, everybody's getting back to the real, you know what I mean? Because there's nothing but real shit going on, like this virus, you know? And by
right.
the way, we just got over this virus, so, you know, it's time to get back to that. You know, it's time to get back to just good music again. And we've been fortunate. You know, I know Taz can agree with me on this one. We've been very fortunate to still be out here and still kick ass. You know what I mean?
Man, you two are like, you know, from, you know, and this is especially special, Coke, because, you know, you two are the pillars of what King and myself grew up listening to, you know, to from when we were kids to where we're grown men now, and to be on the line with living legends such as yourself. This is special because, you know, you all, and not to mention the fact that y'all careers intersected in terms of y'all were really doing it big, you know, during that 90s and 2000s era, man. I mean, so you all have really helped shape, you know, the culture in such a positive and profound fashion with your contributions. You know,
hey,
you
got
all
another
are hip-hop.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big
one,
man.
King?
Hello?
Hello?
816?
Is that 216?
Yes, sir. Yo.
Yo.
What's the deal?
What's good? What's good with y'all? What's happening?
What y'all
bleeding the bill.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. All the way live in that color, man. Atlanta Gang, like Parker Brothers, man. What's happening?
What's
good, bro?
Man? Look, the made man from down south. Yeah, man.
Hey, you take one and know one family all the way around the board. The board, you hear?
Definitely. Well, the man has showed us how to do that deal. I mean, yo.
Hey, there,
deal.
Welcome, like a
yeah.
true gentleman. I appreciate that. Love and respect, family. Yes, sir. Good look. Yeah, man.
Man, this is a Hall of Fame class
you
we got
down with that
right
podcast
now.
Too, man. Tell us more about that, bro, while we on.
Yo, you speaking me, who all on, man, for starters? Who all on here?
Well, we got Cocaine. We just had Doodlebug from Diggable Planets. You know, we
yes,
had
sir.
Beauty Queen. Yeah, we had Local Smoke earlier. We had one of the Rain of Beauty Queen from North Carolina, you know, from King's area. You know,
yeah.
she was on. Yeah, man.
No.
I think Coke's still on the air with us.
Hey,
what's
Coke, you on here?
Coke,
my big brother, man. What's happening, Coke? That's my big brother, real life right there, man. Much love, respect, peace, and blessings. I hadn't met everybody else. But me and Coke got a couple of plastic records together, man. That's my big brother out there, West Coast. OG style. Yeah, man.
Yeah,
oh, man. Salute. Salute, gang. You already know we still here. Yes, family. Yes, sir. Respect. Yes, indeed. Yeah. But if y'all mentioning me, man, y'all know I'm part of, but for those that don't know, I'm part of a podcast broadcast station out there in H-Town. And they run 7 days a week. But I do twice a week, new music Tuesdays, and that's 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. on that West Coast. And we do Throwback Thursdays with the OGs. Coke, I don't think we did the interview, but, you know, Yug, Big Mike, you know, I bring all the OGs, all of my big brothers in the game, and they christen in the game. You know, they're safe and sound,
right.
you know, over 20-plus years, man. I just turned 47 in June, thank God. But them my OG
man,
peers, man. That bless you.
Congratulations.
Yes, indeed.
God
so,
bless you. God bless you for that.
Yes, sir.
See, I got a
so
record.
Pushing
I got
that
a
line.
Record. I got a record I just put out, brother, with me and Kool Rock Ski from the Fat Boys. And
cut it out.
It's,
yo.
Yeah, man. It's like, it's one of the ones that is bringing the wow factor to the game because, you know, everything is needed right now. I come back full circle, so. I'm going to slide that record
yes,
to you. After we get off the line, we can, you know, exchange some numbers again. And it'll
yes,
be
sir,
a blessing, man, for us both,
hey.
Me and Kool Rock Ski, to get on the program.
Man, that's
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
You know, rest in peace to the human beatbox, Prince Market D. You know, we are the
yeah.
great, man. And look, I got one for you.
I just did an interview with your man Ra a couple of weeks ago, man, that's working with y'all there. So he came through on a new music tool with. So, yeah, you know, it's kind of for life. 187 just did a hook. We just remade Still Talking Shit from Easy E.
Oh,
got on a hook.
We connected like Legos.
Man, you already know, man, all day, every day, man. So that's love.
Yeah, check this
job,
out, man. We got another legend on the line, man. We got Chilly Chill on the line.
Well, from right. What Chilly Chill? Not from CMW, huh?
Man.
From the Lynch Mob, chill. Yeah, man. You know,
yeah.
I just talked to Mac 10, man, probably about a month ago. New Q back in the day. You know, I'm Southwest Christian, man, and nothing against nobody else. You know, where I come from, they just say, man, you got to get to New York. Doug and Fresh and all them my homeboys. But it's shame on me, man. I'm 47 years old, and, you know, from B Street to Breaking. You know, I ain't never been to New York, so my whole capability on the strength of Master Pete led me to the West. And, you know, you bring a lamb in the slaughter and he come out of king sheep. So them boys, I love the West, because the West love me, man, and that's my whole upbringing, man. Priority record, same Sunset Boulevard as NWA, after the California Raiders, man. So, you know, I'm old school, out and crazy, man. So, yeah, I fuck with y'all all day, the Midwest, the East Coast, up north, worldwide, man. It's a beautiful thing.
That's right.
Man.
Man, much love, Chilly. Much love to y'all.
Philly neighborhood partner Cocaine showing that love, man. Much love, Conrad.
Cocaine.
Yeah, man, Lynch Mine. Yeah, cut it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's been classic, man. Yeah, it's an honor, man. Yeah, it's a true honor. Yeah, it's a deep.
Look, well, look, one thing we know, Cali is still active and still doing. Yeah.
Man, it ain't gonna stop. Yeah, ain't gonna stop. Chill, yo, homie, make the track move, man. That part, man. Yeah. That part, yeah.
Chilly been putting, he's still putting in a lot of work, man.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I love the link with the Chill, man. Y'all my OG peers, man. Q, one of my favorites as well as the world. And just like that, we had the honor and the pleasure to meet in the physical. But, you know, me and Q, when Q was leading Priority, I was coming in. So, you know, we know each other since way back then. You know, and this lineage, man, you know, I can go into a whole lot of things. Y'all know Tukin, man, rest in peace, because from New Orleans to L.A., man. So me and Daz always said the South and the West run together like cousins, man. And, you know, the argument. Yeah, you know, shouts out to the chairman, Uncle Chairman Fred up there in Chicago, man. You know, I'm Black Panther lineage, man, real bloodline, and baby Cub Panther, man, on his dad and on him. So, you know, the origins, he with Pete Newton, the Oakland, the Bobby Sears, man, L.A. to the pay, man. Yeah, so it's a, yeah, you know, it's an honor to be here again, man. Yeah, OG,
hell yeah,
well,
we all
good.
Yeah, we all
good.
Definitely, that's
Chilly.
How you
doing?
Very active.
Cali, man, how's
Jason
doing? Since he got out?
Oh, he's doing
JD,
he
y'all?
Doing cool.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah,
let me say this to y'all.
JD corrupt the other day, too. The brother sound good.
Talking to Roscoe, man. Let me share this with y'all right quick, and I'm going to leave it alone, man. You know, JD and them got Louisiana family, man, my big homie and big brother. We down there look like my older brother, the brother by the name of Chris Water. Was coming in LA to him and JD. That's like JD, their brother, when they had to come to live in Louisiana long time ago. So he had just was trying to give me a JPEG to reach out to JD. So when y'all talk to JD, man, tell him Chris Waters out of Louisiana, and I've been trying to link with him on that, man. Nobody's case from back in the day, you know, when they was coming since I was a big boy, man. You know what I mean? So when I say that, I mean that, man. So that's a beautiful thing to know he home, man. That's real shit.
Yeah. So.
And Cali is very active tonight, man. We got another caller from Cali on 510. Let's see, we got on the line.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
510.
510, this is CMG from the Conscious Daughters. Hey, I promise you, I'm going to have a happy anniversary. So. You know,
West,
I'm doing my anniversary praises to you, brothers. checking in to say,
ma'am.
You know, congratulations.
Oakland.
Yes,
ma'am. Yeah.
Off the top. Salute to you, Queen. Yeah, we appreciate you tapping in. I believe I speak for all of us when we say this. You know what I mean? And, you know, I'm a Conscious Daughter fan, so that's a beautiful thing. Yes, ma'am.
I love and appreciate y'all for that.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Much love.
I'm having a party tonight. Where the party at?
Shoot.
I know
y'all
trying to
keep it inside.
Food.
I got to keep it in the house with social distancing masks.
Yeah.
That's real talk. That's real talk. Same out here.
You got some of that. Got some of that good ass Humboldt County. You dig?
Yes.
No, that's right. All right, y'all. I just wanted to call in and wish you well. I got about 5 minutes to get on out of here, so I love you and appreciate you, and I'll be back soon through the show.
Queen, we love you so much, TMZ.
Definitely.
Thank you. Yes.
All right, talk good. Have a good night.
I stay on
you
my
too,
phone
you too.
Expedition. Out.
Appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, Coco, whoever one of y'all here is talking about that good humble, I'm going to come with, I got some boys out there in OKC processing a strand for me called Carleone and Cranny. And look, I don't know who drank on the phone, but, man, I got my own vodka coming out of South Carolina right now. It's available. But I'm old school prohibition out the trunk, man, until I legalize and put it in the store. But it's called Don Bleed Carleone Speak Easy, man. Y'all interested, holler at your dog. I send it to the house. Come up.
Oh,
okay,
man, always
okay.
Interesting. It's a good, comfortable smoke. You did.
Look, this some drink, though. This some vodka. This some distilled vodka. It's 80% too, and it's nice and smooth. Yeah.
I mean, smoke.
Yeah. Well, I got the smoke being processed, so in a couple of months, you know, the routine they got to go through. But when that's available, I'm going to tap in. But that vodka already ready, man. 80%, real smooth, close to the Belvedere. Belvedere, my favorite vodka. But it's a little smooth like that. Some people like this more than that. And then I checked the market. I didn't know everything, you know, stopped at a limit at 40%. But this is 80%. That's real smooth, man. So, yeah, anybody that's drinking, how is your dog, man? We all chill.
Oh, yeah, I love to taste that like some men. Play the commerce game.
Man, you already know.
Spirits are strong, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, T-Maz, we have a 757 caller from your area.
757, man. What it do? Hello, 757.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy, Bezo. What's up?
Bezo, what it do, man?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, look, you know, I just wanted to call up here and congratulate y'all on 7 years of doing your radio show. And, you know, I know it's kind of hard to kind of be consistent. This month I just celebrated my 1 year anniversary of doing interviews. And, you know,
yes,
y'all on number 7. So I'm trying to be like y'all. So it's just like, you know, you're consistent and stuff like that. I just want to salute y'all. And I'm admired by y'all as far as, you know, continuing to interview great people, unique people, and just continue and stay focused, man. I'm proud of all of y'all.
Man, Bezo, we thank you, Bezo. We got two legends on the line, man, that if, you know, we know that, you know, they, you know, it would be great for you to interview them. You know, of course, the legendary Cocaine and Young Bleed, man. Yo, I mean.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's good with your family?
I'm doing all right, man. I hope everybody over there doing good, focused, spiritually, mentally, physically, man. I hope y'all are doing well.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
Appreciate
it. Uncle Bleed, Uncle Coke, this gentleman right here, Mr. You know, Bezo, real name Brandon Turner, this guy is one of the most consummate professionals. His resume is just beyond amazing in terms of people he has interviewed. I mean, the short list includes, you know, Method Man, Monique, Soledad O'Brien, just to name a few. He's that guy when it comes to, that level of media.
Well,
I
salute you, brother. Damn good.
Hey,
appreciate it.
Real quick, do me a favor, everybody on this line, because I got to slide out of here too. I got to go pick up Wifey real quick.
Okay.
Once again, congratulations, man. May you have a 7+7 more years, times 7, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And I thank y'all personally, man, for really staying on the front lines for me. You know, as an independent, it's the most important thing to have a fresh pair of legs on the court like Kobe Bryant. And you guys definitely been the Kobe Bryant to the game, doing y'all thing. And you know what I mean? Y'all allow us to help us put this gasoline and octane in the Bentley and keep this shit called moving. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that. If anybody needs to reach out to me, hey Bleed and Brian, you can hit me, bang your lines on my direct message at cocaine_brand. That's at KOKANE_brand. So we can stay connected like Legos and build them right there. You know?
Okay, yes, sir.
All right. So once again, salute y'all, man. I'm back. Like the brother said, we got to start being proud of each other. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? It's old-fashioned principles. You know what I mean? And we get it at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
Salute to my loved ones, everybody on this line. And once again, nephews, congratulations.
That's right.
Thanks.
Also, I am to you, big bro. Always.
Yes,
Uncle
sir,
Coach,
sir.
Thank you so much. Give our best to the family. Thank you.
I sure will. God bless your families as well.
God bless.
I ain't
got family.
I'll wait. That's up.
Yeah, I think we got another call on the line from the 323.
323, Cali. It's Cali.
That's Cali. LA,
what's up, baby?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, calling all the way from Cali. This is your homegirl, Silky Fine, and I came to turn up and wish you a happy 7th year anniversary. Shouts out to all the independents out there, because if we don't push each other, then we just don't push. So I'm pushing the line. What y'all got to go?
Big sister, what's happening? This young Bleed on the line. Fine, good to finally hear your voice. Yeah, Silky Fine in the building. OG class right there. I'm glad to hear that. Yes, ma'am.
Nothing but love. I had to come through and drop the little, you know, reality love, because I appreciate what you guys out there doing. The King Eric Productions. Just keep grinding, little bro. Keep grinding.
Appreciate
you. Always, Rich.
Hey, cancers got to support each other.
Man.
Hey, we got to support each other. All the time. It don't matter, though.
Look.
You know, we cancel shots out. It's about to be Leo season. But it's like, you know, we just got to represent and don't be so limited with our thoughts and actions and think everything is Hollywood when it always starts from the ground up. So I'm here to salute you, bro. Keep doing what you do.
Appreciate. And we're going to definitely continue to push that line for you on your new single, your platforms. You're definitely welcome to come back on in the near future. We're always going to have that slot for you.
No problem. It's all love, and I need everybody to check out my Spotify page, Artist Silky Fine, spelled SYLKEFYNE. You can find me everywhere. Google me, baby.
That's what's up already.
Already. So y'all just turn up, pop a bottle for me or something, because I'm out here in California chilling and willing to, you know, have a great day.
That's all it is, man. Yes. Auntie Silk up in the building.
Okay, I just thought I was seeing my... What you say, bro?
Auntie Silk's up in the building,
You know it. Absolutely. Look, I'm already past y'all. Look, and I'm keeping it LA. I just popped the bottle. I was just telling them before you got on the phone, sis. I got my own vodka out here, 80% distilled vodka. And look, on the Easy E, you know, it's called Speak Easy.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I'm already tipping. It's going down. Yeah. Yeah, out them backwoods, yeah. Moonshine, the vodka, and everything else. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
I'm tapping in. Now, that's what I'm talking about. I'm definitely going to place some orders and get some of that 80 proof down here to put with my 20
yes,
proof.
Ma'am.
And it's 100.
You got 100. Yeah, that's a whole 100 right there. That's what I'm talking about. Love on speaking of sis. All you got to do is hit me when you're ready. And I'm a, you know, right now I'm out the trunk. I'm backwoods prohibition Al Capone day. So I put it in these stores so it's direct. Anything you need by me, tap in. I'm going to send it to you direct.
Directly. I had the liquor stores out here popping like some popcorn, baby. So what's your handle on IG so I can connect with you?
You talking to me. You either on my IG. You know, this young bleed. So we either talking on
okay.
Facebook. Yeah, we ain't never talk verbally. So either on the IG is the real young bleed. Yeah,
oh,
so I know we conversed a little bit. So yeah, I forgot if it was that or Facebook.
Okay, well, shouts out everybody. Yeah, go follow up the real young bleed, Silky Fine.
Yes, ma'am.
Collaboration.
Yes,
it don't stop.
Absolutely.
It takes us to
it's
keep
going
it
down.
Cracking. So that's what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying. What a beautiful blessing.
What you see?
Happy 7th anniversary all the way live. And we're going to keep it turned up for the year Off the Cut Radio.
Yes, my salute, Queen.
Yes, sir. I love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm supporting you. I'm finna tap in so I know how to shoot that DM and get them bottles out here.
I got you covered. Yeah, tap my shoulder.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Salute, Queen.
We do the clientele over here. This
all
is what I like
brothers.
Right here.
Y'all
we
have a good evening.
Beautiful thing.
Okay.
You
too,
have
a good evening.
You too.
I just
yes,
to tap in, show some love, and we're going to keep it popping.
Yep. That's right. That's right.
Well.
Yeah, we on to it. 909, you won.
909, Cali.
What up, King Eric?
What it do?
What up?
You know me, it's your man Donnell. Coming in celebrating the 7th anniversary.
Power. What's
awesome
going on, man?
Radio. You know me. Living this California
still
life.
Still making them
you know,
mad.
You for several. Huh? You know
still
me.
Still making them mad on Facebook.
You know me. Of course. You know I'm keeping all. You know keep all these wives. Keep all these wives. All these CACs in their feelings. Where are they, left wing or right wing?
We feel you.
You be reading my stuff on Facebook?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I be checking you out, man. I feel everything. I'm like, man, here you go again, man. It's only a matter of time if they throw you in Facebook jail. We don't have no bail money for you.
Which is why I made a second account. I learned that years ago.
We got a legend on the line, man. We got Young Bleed on the line, man. What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out here, man. Yeah, look, I tell all of the next generation, I still got a young on my name, man. I'm the perfect bridge between that old and that young, man. So I'm out here. We out here, man. What's happening?
Oh, much respect, OG. Much respect. Much respect. No, respect, my
oldest. I want to ask you guys this, though. You know, going on with sports teams, but for a minute, man. What's going on with the USA team, man? They can't get it together.
You know, I guess I'll lead it off. one thing about it is that, you know, from the evolution of basketball from the Dream Team almost 30 years ago, from that 1992 team, you know, had arguably one of, you know, that time one of the apexes of basketball domination that we had with the players, of course, Michael, Scotty, Karl Malone, Magic Johnson, you know, Sean Kemp, so many legends, you know, Reggie Miller, Kevin Johnson, all these guys in that period. Years ago, we had it on lock. Now, the rest of the world is caught up. And I've read a very, very, very interesting article, and the guy made great sense when he said it, because he said we need to stop treating the coaching job of the USA basketball team as a meritocracy in regards to a lifetime achievement award, meaning that those coaches who've been in the longest, we just let them do it because of how long.
the reality is that on one hand, others, we cannot be dismissive or arrogant enough to believe that we are the best out there. We saw that in the preliminaries in terms of the friendly games, the exhibitions. Did these teams, Nigeria, France, Australia, these teams are good. These teams, some of these teams have NBA players. And when you get a job, what is the most important thing you do when you have a job to do? You get the best person to do the job. And we need to get a coach. We need to get a coach who is focused completely on it. And, you know, we got great players on the team. But realistically, you know, and I'm not going to say the team we have isn't good, but it's – and everybody has a choice in terms of like LeBron, and LeBron does not have to go. Everybody knows I'm a LeBron fan. LeBron has given us so many Olympics already. He just said, I'm tired, I want to stay home, and he's got a right to say that. You know what I mean? You know, as some guys, you know, their thing is – they want to relax, you know, but the reality is that, you know, it starts with the coaching and then it goes to the players that we get, and we got to get, you know, a cohesive mix. I think about it back in 2004. I know I'm running a little bit, but think about 2004 with Larry Brown.
Now, hold on, I'm going to keep it brick, man. I'm going to, you know what it is, it is the day.
Go ahead, King.
They tied, bro. You can tell we're looking at his face.
Right.
They got that
tired.
We tired, boss. We tired. We just want to go.
Hey, can I tell y'all the truth about the game, man? Y'all wouldn't hear the truth about the game, man.
The thing is this,
like, I heard a person say this a long time ago. It's 3 points for the nigga on the court. It's $3 million for that man in the call box. So the thing is this, ever since we was little boys playing pick up and run, and, you know, shooting on the black top, you know, Earl of Pearl, greatest basketball player that never saw the NBA. But paper and politics from the college on up. So the thing is, if I can't come out here and excel to my 100% that I dreamed, told my mom and them about, and you putting the cap on me, then I'm tired of playing that game. I can't really do my thing. I know I can play, but I got to play by play according to the statistics. That's the game.
Right.
You know, I'm a lot like Tupac in this sense. I only been the one official NBA game shout out to my big brother Michael Bibby from the Sacramento Kings, my brother Doobie out there in BF Dub, Dallas Fort Worth. When I lived in Dallas, you know, Dub was on, well, Doobie was on Michael Bibby label, Team Mash, or something like that. I'm we can keep clock. But Michael Bibby had a label that a lot of people might not know about that played point guard for the Sacramento Kings. Yeah, so we'll get to go, you know, to the games. And I went to one game with them. And to me, it just looked like the same stage we perform on. I went to only one NFL game, the Saints and the Falcons in the Superdome, you know, back home in New Orleans. And if you look at it, there ain't no real dirt. They don't really even get dirty like that, man. This is just entertainment, man. You see what I'm saying? Paper politics, man, and entertainment. So when you can't excel, it's like holding a pit bull on a chain when he know he'll kill him. You stopping him from, you know, you put limitations on it. So after a while, it's like pulling, being an engine pulling a train that don't move. It's going with y'all, man. Yeah.
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 They suffer from pandemic
fatigue as well. It's like the season has already been unorthodox for the past 2 years. That means players are coming back sooner. They're not really getting their layoff like they used to. So they're like
that double plus.
Yeah,
that double plus, man. You can't run a racehorse forever, man, without breaking his leg or having to kill him, man. You know, he's flesh and blood. So with no respect for life, they'll push you to your grave with the bullshit, man. Don't get it twisted. So that part of it, you know, I respect anybody in sports and entertainment. But, you know, for us that dabble in it, as well as you guys, Eric, that's behind the scenes. We know the paper and the politics and the bullshit.
I mean, for the past few years, because they had to have the NBA finals, I think was in the fall last year. Because of COVID.
Right. that part. Let me ask y'all something. This is what I tell everybody. Yo, look, this is what I say to everybody. I'm old school Dr. J and the Michael Jordan. And the only thing I knew for innovation in basketball, I was a ball player. I could shoot behind the backboard and like Larry Bird and some guys, phenomenal shit. Make it rain outside on the court on guard on my mama. Okay, but I ended up being a rapper. So I dabbled in anything and whatever sufficed me as a man. You know, I grew into my life. But saying that to say this, the only thing new I saw in basketball, at least the NBA, was that it stopped at Allen Iverson for me with the crossover. Everything else was a repeat process. Kobe, rest in peace, was a new Jordan. Ron was a new Dominique Wilkins that could shoot that tray, man. You see what I'm saying? So ain't nothing new under the sun. I done saw it all over. I done saw it before. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, what's new to it? Everybody else can play ball just like my niggas, y'all niggas in the hood can play ball. That don't make it to the NBA. They're smoked out, you know, backstreet athletes. So it ain't even a question of that. What team you going to be on? You know, I can go real deep, man, and say, what plantation? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so that part of the game, man, that part, you can't really do what you really, what you think. Mama, when I get here, I'm going to do my thing. And then they tell you, you can't do your thing. I need you to do this. You know, rest in peace to guys like Michael Jordan, daddy, and Julius Erving's son and all that. You don't know the paper and the policy behind the game. You know what I'm saying? And when you playing and it's played from the sideline, that's a whole nother dimension, man. Yeah, get a dream of a shot. Yeah. You know, my mama stopped me from playing basketball. My report card wasn't right. You hear me? Yeah, get your academics together. Get your mind on it. Or you just, you know, a physical dummy. Run, nigga, run. You know, go when I say go. And if you quit running, we cut the paper trail, man. What you going to do? What would you do if you were me, man, against our law? Rather than Peter Pot, man. Yeah. So that part of it. I love sports.
Yeah, they was trying to run that LeBron voice to the ground. LeBron like, look, I done got $1 billion. I don't need y'all now.
I don't need that. I'm going to tell you what my papa told me. Don't be the donkey chasing the carrot, man. Hey, you know, the donkey or the ass or the mule, whatever form you want to put him in, one of the most stubbornest animals on the planet. But if you sit on his back, saddle or no saddle, and take your fishing pole and put your carrot in front of it, he'll chase that carrot like he going to catch up with it. Don't be the donkey chasing the carrot, man. You know what I'm talking about?
That's cold.
Yeah, he think he going to catch that carrot. As long as you keep it in front of his face, he don't realize his own strength, and he'll never get the leverage, man. But he'll mule up. He'll cut that whole yard for you chasing that carrot, man.
What
I want to
tell you? Yeah, man.
There's a home with you. Know, get out there. I just got a text from my man, Tim Fuentes. Congratulations on the 7-year anniversary. Even though you can't call the air because you know you got things to take care of, it's still love anyway because you're sending the text. And, you know, it's from the heart anyway.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
But in building y'all, this is the second hour right here of the celebration of Off the Cuff Radio, man. I would say that one of my best shows was actually with, I want to give a big shout out to Gonzo. Gonzo, he helped us break that level just by what he was telling us, you know, with some of the interviews that we did with him. Because sometimes you just need that one interview to really just break the mold. And when we put that one on YouTube, it took off like wildfire.
Man, shout out to Gonzo, man. Yeah.
And what was cool about what Gonzo did for us, because he didn't have to do it, because you know when they get them followers, they get a little bit big-headed, and they look at you like, man, we ain't trying to talk to these locals. We ain't going to try to talk to these bumps. But he reached back. We rocked it out. And that was one of the best shows we ever did.
Yeah. And one thing about it with what we do, you know, one thing about it what we do, King, and believe is that, you know, for us being on the independent circuit, you know, people sometimes don't understand, you know, what we go through in terms of putting the show together, which we absolutely love doing. This is a labor of love for us. But, you know, I will say this on air. I'll put our show up against anybody's out there in terms of what we do. And I think we do pretty well with it. And when we can get legends like, you know, yourself, Young Blee, you know, Cocaine, CMG from Conscious Daughters, you know, Big Man from Above the Law, Louis Rankin, Badass, you know, and so many others. Big
Rest
Mike.
Rest in peace, man.
Yes. South Central Cartel, Spice One, LV.
Yes, sir.
You know, I mean, to have all of these people come on our platform. Yeah, Mr. Servo, man. I mean, we just got too many to name. And for
man,
all
it's a big family affair, man. Yeah, it's a big family affair. Ain't nothing but a gangster party, man. To have that unity in the hip hop community, because we all from different sections, a different place. You know what I always use is the Voltron method, man. We all single individuals. When we formulate, man, it's a monster you can't defeat, man. We beat all the bees, man. That part, so that's a blessing, because we couldn't have put this together on paper. When two or more is gathered, it's a true statement that God is in the midst. I'm a true believer of that, and I stand on it. You know what I mean? And I know that without us coming from out, we say brothers from other mothers. We all ain't come from the same mother physically, but we've got the same eternal, infinite father. And this his play design, man. Anytime you think you control him, you're losing your mind. But to know you in the midst of them, that brother of angels, and that's, you know what I mean? The sisters of angels and queens and goddesses, you tap into your psyche beyond the physical form, you can understand what's going on, you know. And here again, you know, I'm from Baby L.A., Louisiana. Shouts out to the big L.A. We call the city of Los Angeles. And that's where it should stop and think about it. You see what I'm saying? The city of Los Angeles. Don't none of us got the answer to COVID or none of that, not in physical man. Now, you know, my next album is called Darius God. They are T-H-E-R-E, but they are E. Shouts out to Red Man, you know, the Darius, the Dark Side out. But that was some of the inspiration going into this new thing, what I didn't encounter, we didn't encounter since the COVID. The last thing everybody, what I see, don't, you know, admit and give glory to. I take no credit for myself and give glory to God. Oh, God, we wouldn't have no breath to breathe. Some people put love before life. But if you ain't living, you can't do nothing. So, you know, deep science, man. So in that sense of the word, you know, I wake up, let go, and let God. My mama tell me this all the time. Hey, man, look, first thing you do when you open your eyes, thank God he woke up, because you could have died in your sleep, man. Until we get down. Yeah, it's a hell of a hill to climb, man. I'll let you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to ask you this, man, since you made that transition into podcasting. Like, have you experienced some of those challenges that we've been experiencing, like in terms of, you know, getting shows organized and making sure your guests pull up and all that stuff?
To be more direct, for a differential, say that again to me, and you know, in a more direct way in that sense. My thing, I tell you, and I tell you why I see what I see. You know, I'm the type of guy, I'm a lab rat. I'm going to stand the corner, I hit the road when I got to hit the road, keep it kosher with family and extended family. But saying it to say this, it wasn't nothing that I really, I had a few offers along the way, shots out to a few people across the country, but I didn't think I had the time and had a radio personality to even do this. So, that, you know, shots out to a high risk, you know, I shot out my part of H-Town and his lady, Miss Southern Belle, who was really the host. I'm the co-host on those couple of nights. So, and shouts out to Sean Trey, Rap-A-Lot, and everybody, you know, based on Houston for us, the lineage. And just one person, you know, it ain't what you know, 6 degrees of separation. One thing led me to the next, and it was something that I didn't really aim at. But they gave me a plateau to give an other side of me than just getting to know me. MC Ren said a long time ago, you don't know me and the record can't tell. Don't think you got my life figured out in 16 bars. So they gave me another plateau. So shouts out here again to you, Eric, and people that give us a chance that's beyond the source. And what, you know, Pac said, don't believe everything you read. I told them my story, but what they put in the print, some of that I ain't say, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So this give you a chance to do a what is it first, a biography or autobiography, when you're telling the story of your own life. So these podcasts and platforms, we get a chance to give us a voice. You see what I'm saying? To be able to speak your own story, you hear it out the heart and mouth. So here again, salute to you, Eric, you know, my family back in H-Town and banging H-32 Radio as well. So minus the plex and the competition, each one teach one, you know, rest in peace. Well, I guess, you know, rest in peace of pot. But continue to keep blessings and protection over Miss Asada Shakur that said pass it on a long time ago. I can't take none of these women to the grave, man. Get the information to pass to the next piece so we can keep building it, get us up and up and all the way up. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, that's the love I'm speaking of. So it all completes itself 360 degrees. And like I say, other than me just being a rapper and people put you in a box, having these platforms, man, here again, salute. That gives us another, that gives us plus commodity, community, you know, and the audience another outlook, more up close and personal. You know, Rakim, LL, the old school rapper, my favorite rapper before I knew about the wit, before it came home to the South and so on and so far. I wished I had a backstage pass and I could talk to LL direct and that type of thing. Now it's at your fingertips. So, you know, learn the game and take advantage of it, man, and, you know, keep the unity in the community. You know what I mean?
Now we got a 773 call on the line. 773, you on?
Hi. This is 773.
Representing the Shot Town. What's going on?
How are you?
Good.
How you doing
tonight? How
are you?
I am. What am I doing, or how am I doing?
How are you doing?
I'm hanging in. I got a little bit of some bad news today, but I'm handling it like a champ. But I had a great weekend, and the weather here is perfect, and I'm doing really well, actually.
Let people know who you are, because, you know, I know who you are personally, but, you know, we got a legend on the line. You got McColes on the line. You got to let people know. You got to let them know the resume.
I'm Megan Martinez. I'm an actress, model, singer, and dancer. I live in Chicago right now, not for much longer, thank God. But I'm born and raised in Florida. So, I'm an artist.
Yes, indeed. Peace and blessings, Queen. Absolutely.
Thank you.
What's best in what she do? I'm going to vouch for that. That's what I got to do.
For sure. So happy anniversary to you. How does it feel?
Oh, it feels great. I mean, we reached a bunch of milestones because a lot of shows we've seen crash and burn. We've seen a lot of people come and go. So for us to be standing still, standing tall,
and
it's a blessing in disguise. We know we've been through a lot with this. Like, we've been through.
I agree.
Guests, no show. We had been shadow banned, and we dealt with a lot of that. Semi-blackballing, a lot of this industry shit. It's a whole lot that we dealt with, but we still here. We ain't
good.
Going nowhere. Mm-hmm.
Good for you. And I support you. That's what I'm here for.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Man, we appreciate the support. We truly do. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I mean, it's people
for
like
sure.
y'all that help us do what we do to keep going.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And that keeps us going. People don't understand what the one-person system does for you. Now, it keeps you motivated. It's not like one person just tell you to keep going. You don't need a million.
Yeah.
You just need one.
Right.
Yeah.
You want to teach one.
Support is everything.
Absolutely. That it is.
Absolutely.
And one thing about it is that, you know, I always tell people, you know, we go through so much in our lives. We need more cheerleaders than we do critics. We need more support than we do people trying to stop a movement. We need more push than we need push back. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's all about being able to understand people's aspirations, their hopes, their dreams, the energy they put towards their endeavors. And, you know, I tell people out there, don't be a hater being a dream killer. Be someone who helps them make that dream a reality in terms of helping them give the motivation and inspiration for them to accomplish. And I think some people look at it from one side. I'm like, when one person wins, everybody wins.
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I went through a lot of my career so far having little to no support. And, you know, I'm very strong-minded and I'm very determined and I know what I want. And it just got to a point where it didn't stop me, the lack of support, but I don't put up with it anymore because it's not acceptable. So the fact that, like what you just said, like everybody needs support in some way, shape, or form because we're all human and we all have things that we want to accomplish, but we can't do it alone. Like as much as I wanted to do it alone because I would get so angry with my Latina temper, you just can't. You just can't. You just need the right people in your corner to support you. And, yeah, it makes a world of difference.
I say this to you, Queen. No, man, it's an island. It's too much water. We know at a very simple term that the earth is our planet, but it's like 70-plus percent water. Everything else is many islands in the continent. So we have a flood. I come from Hurricane Katrina and everything else. It'll flood our continent. So each one teach one here again at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Unity in the community.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
So when you leave Chicago, so where you headed? You heading back down south?
Now I'm going to L.A.
Okay. Okay, she's heading to Tinseltown with it.
Yep, it's time.
Hey, you got to make that
man,
move.
Man, you more old school than me. You say Tinseltown, man. You more old school than me, man.
Hey, white light. Big
I haven't
thing.
Heard that in a long time.
Man, it's a long time. That's right.
Yeah, we had to put the Cali music back there because, you know, when you making that transition out there?
Permanently, I'm hoping by the end of the year. In August, I've got a photo shoot. So I'll be mid-August. I'll be in L.A. for like 4 or 5 days. But I also have a friend out there who's starting his own talent agency and his own clothing line. Right now, Chris Brown is promoting his clothing line, so he's doing really well. He's from Chicago, actually. He used to rap with Young Money several years ago, and he's gotten into the industry in a really big, I'm so proud of him, and he knows that I'm still doing what I'm doing and that I need management. So as soon as that is official, because I talk to him on a regular basis, I'll have a better idea of when I'm going out there permanently. So
that's what it is.
That's what
right.
It is.
Yeah.
Sometimes one thing I learned is sometimes you got to make transition to a different place to get more appreciated.
Right.
Yeah.
What I learned about life is you can't put it in a box and it ain't all in one place, man. You got to move around with it. Go with your move. Go with your spirit move. Yeah, that's what it do.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially for the industry that I'm in and, you know, being from Florida and moving and living in the Midwest, it's so conservative here. And I really didn't expect that because I'm in such a big city. But I need to be somewhere where it's more liberal and where the industry is taken more seriously because here there's CineSpace here and the shows that are filmed here, which is real, but I mean, that's about it. You know, the modeling scene here is kind of weak in my opinion. And you know, the film is scarce. So it's like if I want to keep moving forward, which I do, I need to make a move. It was either Atlanta or L.A., and I chose L.A. So.
I know.
Well, logistically,
you made the smart choose and chose L.A. because Atlanta's very congested right now. Everybody trying to move.
Yeah, it seems like that.
Yeah.
And just in terms of where your aspirations are in terms of really going into more media outlets, Atlanta's more of a musical town. They have a, you know, it's a little bit of, you know, movies and shows being made there. But in terms of it, L.A. is still the consummate place to get your career going if you're trying to get into film because it's just so much more going on out there in terms of, you know, whether independent, whether you get into a major. You're going to just deal with more people who are actively engaged in that business. Like anything, you just got to be careful. You got to know who the real power players are. But just get to know the people who are really connected with those
who are in high positions, or just get with those that really got a movement going themselves, and you align yourselves
right.
with them, and you know, just see what y'all build together. Yeah.
Mhm.
It's what your man said a few minutes ago, man. Tinseltown. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm from Baby Baton Rouge. You know, y'all know New Orleans, so y'all know Baton Rouge. You know, LeBouche
yeah.
is my young cousin, NBA young boy, and all that kind of stuff for what's known today. But what I can say, coming from a place, is a lot like Bugs and Siegel, you know, the original mobster coming to a place like Las Vegas and having a vision that everybody thought he was crazy of. But that's one of the richest places, if not the richest place in America right now. He had a vision, and he versus following the Jones, keeping up with the Jones and following the Masters. As far as we know, from the Black Dahlia, up, going to L.A. was Hollywood. And that's, you know, what we was taught, that the streets were paid in gold. You got a chance of becoming a millionaire and a movie star. So even before New York, you know, my uncle always told me nothing faster than New York sucker. You know, so New York and L.A. is your mecca as far as music and entertainment and definitely movies.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely, it ain't what you know, it's who you know if you get in with the right people. I learned that from where I'm at, and I push my family, you know, we country, inner city, so on so forth, but it ain't Hollywood. So if people didn't grow up and go to that type of school and all that, you have no concept of how to make a movie, how to make a record, so on and so forth. So you got to go to the places where the action is happening, and you're most subject to the people that's doing what you're doing. But no disrespect to nobody. So, you know, somebody got to take a chance to go outside the box to bring something back. Two dogs bring me back to the pack, male or female. So that's what I'm saying. So, you know, that's a good choice. I'm in the twine, being from the South and in Atlanta. Just left Atlanta a couple of weeks ago. Shout out to my Uncle Pimpy, I call, but internationally known as Pimpy Ken. Do you know what I mean? The infamous mm-hmm. Pimpy Ken. But what they got on the HHF out there, you know, the whole family is a hip-hop fraternity. But he teaching people how to make that type of money and make your own money from the independence on up, you know what I mean, into the world. And it's just like the gold rush years ago. Everybody rushed for San Francisco and the West Coast, coming up the South, New, you know, the East Coast, and the Midwest. You won't go where the business and the money is at. So it's a good choice. Go out there, learn what you got to learn in L.A., but balance the two, you know what I mean? Two is more than one.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense of the world, you know, salute here again, Queen. Hold it down, but that's the whole essence of learning American history and where the money is. You know, I study old bank robbers like Willie Sutton. That said, I went where the money was, man. I ain't got no respect to person, black, white, or like, or none of that. But I'm going where the money is, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
Mm-hmm. And people that got
that's
your
smart.
Best, you know, old school statement. You want to be surround yourself with people that got your best interests in heart. You know, I learned from an old EPMD record and old Thomas telling me this. If you hang with nine broke people that don't have no positivity and ambition, guess what
you're going to You're going to be the 10th.
You're going to be the 10th.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's fact.
So right.
All right.
That's what we get. That's what you're going to get on this show here. You're going to get a lot of gems. You'll get a lot of knowledge. And you're going to get also good entertainment as well. That's what made our show stand out, is that you get all that balance.
Yes,
and we ain't corny doing it.
That is. Right. Keeping
right.
it real, man. The fear, man. Keeping it gully. That's what it's about. Underground of leader.
Hey Megan, check this now. You need to let us know about your podcast. You still doing the podcast thing?
I am actually. I'm doing a podcast. I've been doing a podcast since October of 2020, and I am a co-host. My main host is based out of Atlanta. I got to finally meet him face to face. I was in Atlanta for 4th of July, and really nice guy. Worked really well with him. It's called GoodIn20s.com, and we do about a show a week. It's usually about 20 to 30 minutes, and he and I talk about everything from current events to relationships to sex to, you know, just fun topics. So,
hey, look, I got the one word for you, Queen. Life. Life is everything.
Yes.
Yeah, life.
That it is.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So yeah, I enjoy doing the podcast. It's the first time I've ever done it. I've co-hosted a talk show
here in Chicago like 6 years ago, and that was a lot of fun. It was a new show, and it was like 9 episodes. So this is my first time doing radio, and I do voiceovers as well, but I'd never done like a formal podcast show. So it's a lot of fun. So I really respect what you all do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and one thing about it, man, it's just a great thing when you have a podcast in general, like what we do, what y'all do, you know, to really just get out there and just, you know, really, you know, talk to people, really bring certain subjects out there, you know, really get a pulse on what's going on in terms of, you know, different opinions and dialogue. You know, it's always a great thing to get a variety of, you know, opinions and just, you know, bring it all together. You know, in one conversation.
Look, let me say this to you. And what I recognize within this last year plus time and throughout the world, a lot of people didn't take this serious. I about listen to radio because it's repetitive. Every 21 minutes, the same 10, 20 song. You know, if I like the record, I'm going to get the record. You know what I mean? And I understand program directors and the program. But saying that to say this to you, what we learned in this COVID time, when it came down to it, this is all we had was podcasts, the internet, concerts, and everything else, the verses and everything. So what else you got to do when you got that type of time at hand and you really can't leave out your door without being worried about the air taking your life? So here again, salute to anybody that's doing something minus the plexus and minus the competition, because here again, each one teach one. If it wasn't for that and this stabilized time, we wouldn't have had an outlet to speak our piece and to get our music out. So here again, after 7 years, you know, like Rakim say, G is the seventh letter made. My real name is Glenn Clifton. So my name and whole origin start with a G. You know what I mean? So that whole thing, 7 years, man, that's God life, God body, hard body, and God love, family. So hold it down. Keep it popping. You hear me?
Yeah, man. And definitely, you know, I think one thing about it, Bleed, you just nailed it, because, you know, for what we did, you know, for a lot of people, they got into, you know, for what happened, and, you know, people had to be forcibly kind of isolated. You know, it's kind of going back to the days with, like, with, you know, Franklin Roosevelt in the fireside chat, speaking to the people during the Great Depression. You know, you got to have people who are able to interact. You know, isolation is a dangerous thing because certain people, it's human beings, it's social animals. We need that interaction. We need to communicate. We need to have an outlet. And
yes, indeed.
You know, and this is important, you know, for people to have, to be able to listen and know that even in where things of their routine have been uprooted in an abnormal fashion, that there is at least one element, one thread of normalcy that they know that they can rely on, that they know is going to be there. And that's
again.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry about that, y'all. One, teach one. Look, Okay, you good, family. We were speaking on the beauty of taking place for social media. And that part in access and what I'm trying to say, podcast, broadcast, giving us an outlet, and we isolated in these boxes. It's an episode, man. I'm old school, man, so I still watch Twilight Zone, black and white or in color. But it's one episode, man. I forget what it's called, but it's like the last man on the planet. I tell everybody this. I don't want to be the last man, the richest person here. I ain't selfish like that. They show him going crazy because he talks dumber than anybody else. How the Bible scripture go, what's the sense in a man gaining, you know, fame and riches and all that and losing his soul? But that's the whole thing, you know, so that's most importantly. Each one teach one. We all need each other, you know, go back to the Tower of Babel. That ain't the pathway, it's the pathway to heaven. So, you know, we got to educate ourselves, do the research, and learn to know yourself is to know me. If you don't know what to do as a human being, how you going to relate to the next human being? If I can't smile in my face to myself when I brush my teeth in the morning, that I don't want to shun a negative spirit on the next person. You see what I'm saying? That them the days I don't come outside and I get my shit together. And I got it together and I feel like it's good enough and it keep my life prolonging, and you're supposed to pass that on to the next one. You can't take nothing. It's the old blues song, say, man, no,
I forget who the artist and what's the name of the song. But the one lyric I remember in this, I ain't never saw a hearse drag a U-Haul to a grave, right? You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, it's about that at the end of the day. And if a guard that shit high and look low, he got to love and appreciate you for trying. So, you know, A for effort. You got to like me.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And pretty much, you know, hey, you know, I think it's just about being able to have an outlet, and we just keep doing what we do with it, man. So,
yeah. I mean, look at our leaders, brother. Look at our leaders, brother. Everybody that was violent or nonviolent that spoke their mind. And you can go back to Jesus Christ, to Gandhi, to Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, and black and white alike, J.F. Kennedy, and whoever else that tried to make this world, help make this world a better place. Anybody that's standing for this, you got to know it's spiritual witnesses and higher places. You see what I'm saying? There's principalities in this. So at the end of the day, you know, like I said, I'm a Panther cub. It's 50 years later, and they still shooting up the senior chairman grave in Louisiana every year. They just put up a bulletproof glass and some cameras to see who country crazy and who coming out the backwoods and leaving 9mm slugs and buckshots. This man been dead for 50 years. He out your way. He can't do nothing to threaten you, and you got that much hate. But in the name of God, you would say that's love. Then it's a thin line between love and hate. Like Pac said, it ain't about, you know, east or west. It's about riders and punks, man. You know what I mean? It's just the heavens. You striving for righteousness or you striving for wickedness? And what's already born upon you, we have to be aware of those type of things to tap into the gods and the goddesses that's in us. When you look at Clash of the Titans, we call Perseus a demigod. I mean, he a half physical man. But the spirit, and I asked my brother this the other day, I said, hey, bro, we catch colds and all this, but you ain't never been cold dead. You ever touch a dead body? That's ice cold, man. What's cool and being cool is ice cold. You know, on Dre, you know, 3,000 outcasts, you know, what's being cool and cool is ice cold. But it's a warmth that we all have in each other. I don't care what creed, continent you come from, culture, race, or religion. It's a warmth. So when you go back to simple science and the sons of light and that fire that burning in each of us as individuals, as human beings, you got to know it's a God in you. So if you out here striving to do better, then we know what side you on. If you're on that other shit, that's what it is, man. So it's spiritual warfare to the reckoning the heavens on down, and only God can fix that war. That's why he say, the battle ain't yours, little bro, it's mine. You see what I'm saying? Nothing new at the time. So I live by that argument. And the more you tap into yourself, you can understand that for whatever your delivery and what you leave and your, you know, like real pimps say this, you know, real true players leave a positive impression. We're going to talk about you forever, whether you dead or gone. Some people you'll never mention again because he was hell on earth. He hits a thin line between love and hate. And if it ain't got nothing to do with love, I don't know what you're talking about. You know what I mean? I don't want to know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yes. Now let me ask y'all this, man. What other show you gonna get that typical OG wisdom? You ain't gonna get it on Vlad. You gonna get it here,
man. Hey, look. Heaven's the Megatron, man. The heaven's the Megatron, man. That part. Yeah. So everything else is extra stayed up, even, man.
Yeah. I had to look.
Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, I had to get those. Somebody actually went ahead and brought me some wings from Wingstop for my birthday, so I went ahead to DoorDash and get that. That's why I had to take my...
You had to.
I had to run and get that quick.
I ain't mad at you. I'm chicken wing crazy, man. I'm from the South, man. Chicken wings and hot sauce, man, all day, every day.
Speaking of chicken wings, gentlemen, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Because you know, I know about the lemon pepper wings. I always tell you about that.
That's my favorite. That and the garlic. The lemon pepper or the garlic, man. Cut it off.
Yeah, me too. Those are my two favorites, too. But I'm going to let you go, gentlemen. I want to thank you for having me. I'm going to go cook, speaking of chicken. I'm starving, I had a great workout today. Yeah. It was a nice hot day. I'm cooking. I'm ready to cook.
Yes,
you gotta get that culinary genius on.
There you go.
What you?
Yes, sir.
Would you go the hot? What you cook on the barbecue wings?
I'm actually no. I'm gonna do mojo marinated chicken thighs, and I'm gonna cook it in pork belly fat. So.
Oh my goodness. Oh, okay. Oh
there
God, she doing it.
Yeah,
oh,
and I'm gonna do
Yo. You know it's still July. You know you can still see me something on my birthday.
I'll do that for you. I will do that for you. This is my favorite thing to cook lately, and I'm going to do some fried cauliflower rice, but I don't know if any of you have ever had mojo marinated anything, but it's a Cuban thing. So being from Florida, I've had a lot of like really good marinated pork, chicken. I'm big on pork because I'm Puerto Rican, but I'm making chicken thighs tonight and fried cauliflower rice, so I'm happy.
Charitable.
Yeah, hook that up.
Mm-hmm.
Get in now.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Definitely. But thank you for having me. It was a pleasure, and happy anniversary to everybody.
Yes, ma'am.
You too.
Eric.
Yeah, thank you.
Uncle Puff. Yeah, really.
For sure.
Hey, look, on that note, you fellas, man, I'm a pull the Harry Houdini, man. David Blaine disappearing. Like, I'm going to get back in this lab. So, Eric, every time my brother and my other brother that's on the phone, man, it's an honor and a pleasure. Y'all know what it is with me top my shoulder anytime, any place. Much love, respect, success, and God bless the rest. You hear me?
Man, Blee, Uncle Blee, we are so thankful. We are just so privileged. We thank you for your wisdom, your friendship, you know, your time, your courtesy. We love you, man. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hey, I love y'all too, family for life, man. Like I say, in the time, in the place, let's keep it popping to be continued. You hear?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we've also been getting a lot of messages too, man. We got love from Smith and Wesson. They congratulated us. Big Twins for the Infamous Mob, he congratulated us.
Man, that's what it is, man. You know, shout out to Tech and Steel, you know, Big Twin, Infamous Multi, Nitty Godfather, man. You know, man. Whew, we still got 20 minutes left. A little over 20 minutes left.
Hey, we got a 657 call. Who knows? It might be Vanilla Ice. I'm going to want to talk to him forever.
657, you on the air.
Are we live on the radio?
Yes, we're live.
Oh, we know who this is. This the lady that hooked me up with the lemon pepper wings. What's good?
Hey, CEO Sarah Coleman, owner of Youthful Secret by Sarah, LLC, ambassador for Soul Central Magazine, number one in the UK. I'm standing right here in Phoenix, Arizona with Mr. Pacheco. Pacheco at Pacheco Hot Dog right here at 9901. North 7th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, y'all. Best hot dogs in the state. Pacheco.
Shout out to the 602.
Hot dogs right here.
Shout out to the 602 in Arizona. Yes.
They better than those $40 Kanye West hot dogs.
Yes. Authentic from Mexico. I'm telling you right now, these hot dogs are insane. They're bananas. I came here from Irvine, California. I'm eating a hot dog right now. We're giving you a shout out on the radio. Por favor, español.
En el radio.
Que se vengan aquí. ¿A qué dirección es, Talia?
9901. Muy bien. Bien, señor.
Norte 7 Avenida.
Pacheco Hot Dogs.
Pacheco Hot Dogs.
Yeah. Sí. Pacheco's Hot Dogs right here. And Youthful Secret by Sarah, LLC. Check us out.
Sí. Sí, Pacheco Hot Dogs is muy delicioso, muy caliente. ¿Qué pasa, jefe?
Muy caliente.
Bien. Sí.
And then we've got our beautiful young lady right here. She does nails, hair, toes, extensions, eyelashes, everything. She hooked my daughter up for her sweet 16. Give her a shout-out. Estefania Pacheco.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Oh, much love.
To
book an appointment, you need to contact Talia Venezuela or Estefania Pacheco.
623-202-3196.
Right here, y'all. If you're in Arizona, if you're in Phoenix, if you're in Mesa, Tempe, Scottsdale, check us out right here.
Man, we getting love from Arizona.
That's what you're talking
about. 602 through
Arizona
through,
and California. I'm here from Irvine. I want to give a shout-out to Screwball Radio, Off the Cuff Radio, King Eric, and the whole family. God bless you from Youthful Speaker by Sarah LLC and Pacheco's Hot Dogs right here in Arizona.
Sarah, your presence
That's
is always
it is.
Stupendous. It is always special. It is always revered. It is always real. We love you so much. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Love you.
Yes.
Thank you. Love you guys, too. Thank you for all the love and support. I hope you all liked y'all wings earlier. That came from CEO Sarah Pullman. Good.
Them wings
is on the chain. I'm going to have to get some. I'm going to have to get that wing hookup out here in Virginia, too, man.
That's right. You're in Virginia. I have a cousin in Newport News area.
Okay, that's not far from me. That's over the bridge.
Yes. Yes, but we love you guys. We wanted to call in and say congratulations on 7 years, and we're wishing you a happy, happy rest of the year, and congratulations and happy anniversary and happy birthday to King Eric.
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
As Mystical would say, 7 motherfucking years.
7 years.
Man,
already.
Yeah. God body number, man. We doing our thing, man.
But if you guys want men's skincare line, women, kids, and senior citizens, Youthful Secret by Sarah LLC. We're on Instagram. CEO Sarah Coleman. Youthful Secret by Sarah LLC. We're on Instagram, Facebook. Check us out.
And
yeah,
she's legit, y'all.
Yes, she is.
And she's legit.
Thank
so
you.
You ain't got to come with that bag talk, as these niggas would say. You ain't got to come with that bag talk. You just come legit.
Yes, that's how we roll. Well, we're going to head out. We're going to head back to my daughter's house so I can finish up this weekend with her. I love you guys. Happy anniversary. Have a great night.
You too, you too.
You too.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, sir, man. And to let people know what's going on, tomorrow night we got Steve the Dean Williams. You seen him on Game Kings with Mr. Lucario. He got his own show called The Man Mindset. I'm going to let y'all niggas know right now, if y'all can't handle the truth about the dating world, and if y'all going to call this line, want to ask questions, this dude going to give you the rough, rugged, and raw truth. So you better be able to have your big boy bridges on and take that, because he going to shit on you if you come out incorrect. We'll let y'all know right now. Y'all come with that red pill garbage, he going to inch on you, son. You'll get your feelings hurt on the air. Cause I'm like, cause you know that dude in Life, you know the movie Life, right? Hoppin' Ball.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that scene where he said, "I'm not nice like Boss. I shoot the black off of you."
Oh Lord.
That's how Steve the Dean rolled. Cause I'm like, look, we nice, we ain't nice like Boss.
No.
And that's why
Steve,
I also
want to
say,
Steve.
Too, that's why, yeah, Steve going to keep it real with you, man. That's what I like about him, though. So, all y'all niggas is in there that's struggling with the game and don't know how to talk to women, this is the show that y'all going to have to tune in on.
Yeah. Steve's going to give y'all, he's like I said, Steve's going to give it to you raw for what it is, but he's going to give you the real facts that ain't fiction, you know. And, you know, I put it like this, King. I think if we can make a comparison, he's like Steve Spurrier. For those of our college football fans out there, they know how Steve Spurrier could be when he was at Florida coaching his quarterbacks and how difficult he could be and even a straight asshole with his guys. But he would give them the pointers that they needed in terms of what they had to do to be productive in the game. You know, and that's just what it is.
I'm telling you, so I'm letting y'all know tomorrow. If y'all gonna submit me some questions or y'all gonna call in, be on your square, because I'm not gonna be responsible. I'm not gonna be responsible.
Yeah, we're gonna put a disclaimer on this show. Yeah, disclaimer for real. That's going to just be ready for it. That's all.
Yes, indeed. And I'm also letting y'all know too that Screwball Radio is going down every Saturday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, 8 Central Time. We done did 40 episodes of that already into the hole, and we're just keeping that pushing forward. So if any of y'all want to submit some music, y'all better come correct. Because just like I said earlier, they ain't nice like Boss. These niggas will tell you straight up. If your music ain't hitting, they gonna tell you straight up. I'll soften the blow a little bit, because you know I got a little older. I'm a little nicer than I was. I'm not gonna just throw your album in the garbage like I used to. I'm gonna give you a little shot.
Yeah, but one thing about it is, you know, but like you said, King, when you come through in the game like that, man, you know, you gotta, and when you're dealing with the legends and those that have really been in the game and really understand what it takes to make, you know, quality, you gotta be ready for the criticism that may come with it, you know. They're gonna let you know what it is.
Especially when you going through people that are seasoned into the game. Cats that really put it down with legends.
Yeah.
You can't just come through with bullshit.
Nah, I mean, you know, one thing about it is, you know, when people have already been in the game and they understand what it means to get there and stay there, you know, the wisdom that they've accumulated in it is priceless in terms of the wisdom that they can impart. So, you know, people got to understand, you know, don't get in your feelings if a situation comes where they may not like it. They might say it's trash. It's not personal, you know, because they don't know you for it to be personal dislike. They're just going to tell you from what they hear, and then they're going to let you know if it's good or not, and then they're going to tell you what you got to do to get better with it. So, but, you know, like we said on this show many times, you know, hip-hop is blood sport in terms of getting your music out there. And, you know, that's the hardest thing, you know, finding an audience. But if your music is good, you're going to have an audience, you know. And once you got your fans, as long as you stay true, nobody can take that away from you, who your fans are.
And you know what, though? I'm also going to say this, too, in regards of direction. This is where the next goal and the next step that we're going to take. See, what we're going to do is we want to compete with the big dogs. That's right, Academics. Mm. That's right, Vlad. That's right, Charlamagne. We want to be like the ECW and bust that hole wide open. Y'all eating good. Y'all eating fat. This is what I want to do, and I'm going to need the help of the people to get this thing done. We're going to create a multimedia market using DaVinci.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Going to be a multimedia company. And we wanted to put all different platforms under that umbrella. Because we're going through a stage now where information is being censored. I've been through hell with that. I've had suspensions. I've had comments erased. And I'm tired of it. So this is what we're gonna do here. I'm gonna do like these other niggas do. I'm gonna put my Cash App on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And only thing y'all need to donate is $1. $1 is all I need. I'm calling it the Dollar and Cents Campaign. Cause what we're gonna do, we're gonna need money to fight these giants. I'm for the people. I want this money from the people. I'm not going to even go to any of the artists because we're going to need them as allies. You know what I mean? So what I'm going to do, what we're going to do, we're going to come to the people because the people hold the power.
Yeah, they do.
You want us to take on Deputy Dude Dog?
We're going to need money to fight him. You want us? You tired of academics? We need money to fight him. You tired of Adam 22? We need money to fight him. Money is needed to win. And I'm only, and we're only asking for a dollar. A dollar.
$1.
Dollar and cents. Because then, after that, we're going to bring different platforms under this umbrella. We're going to put Off the Cuff under here. We're going to put Screwball under here. I seen what Charlamagne did. He went ahead and put 20 different platforms under his umbrella. And that's why he's getting that iHeart money. We're not going to play corporate. We're going to bring our voices back to the people. So I'm hitting everybody's line for $1. That's all I need, $1. I'm not asking for 20. If you want to give 20, that's fine. If you want to give 15, that's fine. You want to give 2, that's fine. It don't matter. But damn it, we need something to take on Deputy Doo Dog and all these giants. We want to become like Sony. We want to have a conglomerate doing this. Because we want to bring that realness back. And I salute everybody that took the time to call the show and support us. But now that we're 7 years into this, hopefully by the next year, we'll have a deeper foothold in the game. Because I know y'all get sick and tired of going through and giving people your projects that don't look like you, and they have the final say-so. So this is where we're coming in. I eventually going to be a multimedia conglomerate. We're going to take this shit to the next level. We're going to kick ass and chew bubble gum. Word to Roddy Piper.
And guess what? We ain't got no bubble gum.
So that's the goal right there. So I'm going to have the Cash App up, and y'all need y'all to donate. Y'all supported us this long. We salute that. But we need this from the people. Because y'all want freedom. Y'all want freedom because we need to control our imagery. We need to control our media. If I want to speak my mind on Lil Nas X, I shouldn't feel like I got to be censored to do it. If anybody, I shouldn't have to change titles just so I won't get flagged. See, we're doing this because it gives us image protection, and it also gives our voices protection. Because we live in a weird time right now.
Yeah, and one thing about it is, and we got to reiterate this, y'all, there's nothing wrong with having a differentiating opinion, having a dissenting view on anything, not to beat a dead horse. We talked about Lil Nas X on this show, but we are in no way homophobic. We got love for everybody, gay, trans, we got love for everybody, no matter what your sexuality, we got love for gay people, trans. We know people from all walks of life, straight, gay, whatever. So this is not an attack on that community. It's just a commentary on an individual that we feel is more of a sideshow act than a real artist. But just because we may have a criticism of we don't maybe like his music, it doesn't mean that we dislike him personally, and that's for anything. Any artist, it could be any other artist. I mean, it could be, Waka Flocka could drop a song and we may not like it. It doesn't mean we don't like him personally. It just may mean we don't like the song he put out. And that's what's called freedom of the press, the right to journalism. And one thing about it is that, and I will always stand on this, and I think King stands with me as well, it's okay to have an opinion as long as it is researched, as long as it is informed, as long as it is an intelligent one. Because anything intelligent and informed gives credence and it gives credibility. It sustains and it holds weight. One thing on this show, we've been wild, we've been crazy. You can never say that we are uninformed and we don't know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you should always be in terms of expressing what you feel. Make sure it is something, because feelings aren't facts. So always make sure that whatever philosophy or position you take in what you say and do is factual, realistic, and is based in authenticity. You know, some people just like to get out there and then, you know, just do whatever. And then, of course, some people will say because you don't agree with them, well, you don't know nothing. Well, no. The fact is, I may know a whole lot more than what this person may know, you know, but it doesn't.
Damn right.
You know, yeah, you know, but just because I don't agree with somebody doesn't mean I don't know anything. You know, if we take it further, I could be wrong and that person could be wrong. You know, but just because I don't agree with you don't make you right. And that's what some people have to learn. You know, and how these things work. So
damn right.
Yeah, man. But
man, so,
one thing about it, yeah.
So that's the thing right now. We're gonna start doing that. And we're gonna start getting the Patron on as well, so we can protect our likenesses and our content, so we won't have to keep getting flagged. I mean, I've been on my best behavior lately, but sometimes you just got to cover your own back.
Understood.
So
understood.
That's why I tell people, you ain't got to play the game if you got to put money up to win. And I'm not hitting you over the head for 20, 30 bucks or none of that. But damn it, if you niggas could go out there and you go on yachts with your boss, you can send me a dollar, nigga. I ain't trying to hear all that. I'm about to run y'all pockets all week. I ain't trying to hear all that. Niggas be up in there in yacht parties and y'all sitting there tricking off on C-list Cardi B looking strippers.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, you want to give me... You want to sit there...
Oh.
Yeah, you want to sit there and talk all that. I'm broke talk. Nigga, you got the bag.
Yeah.
So I just had to get that off my chest.
Hey, nothing wrong with that, man. Nothing wrong with that. So
yeah, we about to sign off in a little bit, man. I want to thank everybody for joining us. It's been a fun show. I'm glad that Blog Talk was able to hold down the phone lines, because last time, man, it just got shut down. But we got it back up and running. We back into square one. We're going to have more great shows coming. We're going to have more bigger things happening. But y'all got to be patient with us. Y'all got to put some bread up. Y'all want to keep this machine going. Y'all got to support us, man. Hit that like button when I do a video. Subscribe, follow us on Instagram, Off the Cuff Radio, King Eric_Productions, Screwball Radio. Y'all want to keep this machine going, man. We need y'all.
Definitely, definitely. So, once again, you know, King, this is, we're still moving with it. Of course, we have to, before we close out tonight, we got to just thank all the hundreds of guests that we've had throughout the years. You know, everybody that has come on the show, we love and appreciate you so much. You know, even some of the guests that we were going to have that passed before we were going to have them on, one most notably Quentin Tarver, rest in peace, because we were working on getting him on the show. Nipsey. You know, we were in the process of, we knew people close to Nip that we were going to get Nipsey on, and unfortunately he passed. But thank you, Nips, for watching our clip that Twan Gotti sent you. You really, that meant the world to us, Nip. Thank you for that. You know, shout out to our sponsors, of course, Core Financial, Jesse Boutique, King Air Productions, Da Vinci Clothing, Dirty Basement Radio, Buddy Boy Entertainment. Shout out to our co-hosts, the Spiro Offen and Lady Chinchilla. You know, and thank you to all of our fans, our listeners, our supporters who have been with us since day one and have still been a part of this. This is as much of your achievement
as it is ours, because without you, there is no us. And King, this is your vision. As I said, I've been a part of this now for 4 years out of the seven. I'm so humbled and so appreciative. Every time we do a show, I'm so honored. I'm so very much just times overwhelmed, because I'm like, wow, you know, y'all gave me an opportunity. And once again, I thank you. You know, I'm thankful to be a part of this. You know, we're just going to keep going. I mean, you know, for all of y'all out there, if y'all think these 400, because we're going to have 411 tomorrow with our episode, y'all think 411 is something? Wait till y'all see what we got coming down the line.
Hey, we just get started, bro. Ooh. That's what makes it real spooky.
We got some stuff for y'all. Just wait. So shout out to Blog Talk Radio. Shout out to YouTube. Shout out to SoundCloud as well for all, you know, them being supporting, you know, having our stuff on their platforms. And till tomorrow, you know, we see y'all in another 24 for sure.
No doubt. No doubt, man. On that note, we up out of here. See y'all tomorrow night.
Yep. All right. Peace.